Hello?
Stacy, it's Reed. Look, I found something. Somebody. I think it could be a pretty huge lead.
You did? What is it?
Not over the phone. I need you to meet us in a couple of hours. Do you know the Wichita Roadhouse?
No, Reed. I'm not exactly a local. Can you just meet me here?
No, it's gotta be somewhere public.
All right. Well, I guess I can find it.
Cool. Meet me there at 6. Hey, by the way, have you been able to, do the voice again?
No.
Oh, well, have you tried? Because I feel like that could really help us here.
Reed.
Okay, just remain open to the possibilities of the universe. That's all I'm saying.
I'll do that. Thanks. See you at 6.
Right. Make sure you're wired.
Hey, you made it. Any trouble finding the place?
No, the desk clerk at the motel knew exactly where it was.
Damn it, Stacy! I told you not to tell anybody where you're going!
No, you didn't!
I shouldn't have to!
Oh my god, I'm so glad I came.
Look, I'm sorry, but you can't be too careful, you know?
Reed, considering the fact that the people we're after seem to only exist electronically, I'm guessing if they want to find me, they can do it anytime they want.
I don't know about that, but I can tell you they don't just exist electronically. Because I got one.
What do you mean you've got one?
A member. She's here. She's in the bathroom right now. I met her last night. Her name is Xena, and she's an absolutely 100% card-carrying member of Tribulation and a dyed-in-the-wool follower of Brother Elijah.
You mean an ex-member, like she got away somehow?
Nah. She's still with them. She's going back to them soon.
And you let her out of your sight? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, relax. She's not going anywhere. Believe me. Look, there's something you should know before she...
Reedy, where are you?
And there she is now. Xena, over here, babe.
I see you.
Jesus, lady, shut the fuck up.
Wow, your hostility is beautiful.
What?
Can I have your hat?
Okay, hang on.
Sorry about that, sir.
Oh, what the fuck is this now?
Don't you think he's got the most beautiful red hat, Reedy?
Yeah, it's nice.
It matches his aura.
Okay.
You better keep a fucking leash on her, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Come on, Xena.
I love you. I love him. You should love him. Tell him you love him.
Maybe later. But, Xena, I want you to meet my friend, Stacy.
Hi.
Oh my god. You are so, so beautiful. Can I hug you?
Okay, sure.
You smell like gardenias and sorrow.
Thanks. Are you crying?
I love you. Thank you for sharing yourself with me.
You're welcome.
I'm getting us another round. Stacy, you want anything?
Actually, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure. Xena, we'll be right back, okay? Don't go anywhere.
There's nowhere I'd rather be than right here with you and Tracy.
Stacy.
Oh, no, I am so, so sorry.
I don't need another hug. It's okay. We'll be right back.
Well?
I don't even know where to start. For one thing, she's super drunk.
Yeah, she can drink. Hasn't really stopped since I met her last night. I'm pretty sure she's out of coke, though. I mean, I haven't seen her buy any, and I've been with her this whole time. Hey, can we get another round and whatever my friend wants?
Club soda.
Come on.
Are you drunk?
No. I mean, I've been drinking,
I'm
but...
out of here.
Wait. Just hear me out. I know this looks bad, but trust me, she's the real deal.
This girl belongs to an ultra-religious doomsday cult.
Yes, she does.
Despite the fact she's completely wasted right now?
It's because she's completely wasted that I know she's telling the truth. Don't you get it?
Obviously not.
Okay, look. I met her here last night. She was acting just like that, coming up to everybody and everything in sight, going on about how beautiful we all are, how much she loves us all, and clearly feeling no pain. So we get to talking, and right in the middle of the conversation, she starts getting ready to do a line of coke. Off the bar! I'm like, whoa, if you want a party, I'm down, but not here, okay? Let's go somewhere a little bit more private. And she's just stares at me with this big, blissed-out smile on her face and says, "Man's law has no power over me."
Uh-huh.
I know, right? So I'm like, well, that's great for you, but I still kind of have to answer to it a little bit, so why don't we take this back to my place?
Reed, does this story end with you sleeping with her?
Well, that's not even the point, though.
Oh, wow. You are a piece of work.
Hey, it was her idea. I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you. As far as she's concerned, if it feels good, it is good. You know what I'm saying? This chick is a drinking, drugging, eating, fucking pleasure machine.
Well, I'm so glad you found each other. Have fun.
No, don't you get it? She's one of them, and she's back here on interval.
Or she's just an addict on a bender. Did you ever think of that?
Most addicts don't go on benders with a 75-day deadline.
What?
Yeah, she told me. And her clock is ticking. Last night she said she had 3 more days until Magus calls her home.
She said that? She actually used the word Magus?
More than once.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
Didn't I? Okay, maybe I'm a little drunk.
Yeah, you're cut off. What about her? Can we get anything useful out of her?
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't really seem to have any thresholds. She just maintains this constant buzz of awesome. But I didn't want to press her too far until you got here, in case I forgot something important.
Thank you for that, at least.
Also, I could use a ride.
First things first. Let's... Oh, great. Where'd she go?
Wait, there she is. By the jukebox. Hey!
Hey, you.
Find anything good to play?
It's all good to play. All music is beautiful, don't you think?
I don't know about that, but... Well, what did you put on?
Can't you hear it?
I don't think so.
You have to listen with more than just your ears. She understands.
Why don't we sit back down and you can explain it to us?
Okay. Is that for me?
Yeah. Here you go.
Thank you so much.
Can we order some barbecue and mozzarella sticks?
Maybe later. Tell us about the music.
It's all around us. It's in the colors and the lights of the jukebox. It's in the grain of this wood. It's in the beads of condensation trickling down the sides of this glass. And in the way the drink dances on your tongue and warms your throat and cheeks. It's the song of creation, and it plays for all who have ears to hear.
How did you learn to hear it?
It isn't something you're taught. Only through the process of purification can you experience the true beauty of the universe.
This process, is it 7 years?
Yes.
And you've been through that?
Oh, yes. And my suffering was exquisite.
But how? Why?
The only way to arrive at pleasure is through pain, and the pain we endure now is nothing compared to the glory that is to come.
But 7 years...
is nothing! Are you trying to tell me you haven't endured your own pain and suffering over the past 7 years? Only mine had a higher purpose. My pain was rewarded. What has your pain given you?
Okay, sure. Everybody hurts. And yeah, I'm sure colors are brighter now, and things taste better, and everything is beautiful, especially compared to what you just came from. But there's no way that all this is worth 7 years of torture.
You still don't get it. This isn't my reward. This is the in-between time, the interval. And tribulation isn't torture. Pain without purpose, that's torture. Tribulation is the cleansing of sin, the act of purification.
Xena, the man who purified you.
Magus.
That's right. How do I find him?
You don't. When it's your time, he finds you.
I know that, but I've heard him. So has Reed.
I don't believe you.
It's true, we have.
If you heard the call, why didn't you answer?
Well, I wanted to, but...
Reed, why don't you just go order some food?
You sure?
Yeah, just give us a minute here.
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
Xena, do you remember where you were when you first heard the call?
What do you mean?
You heard the call and you answered, right? But what do you remember about your life before tribulation?
Nothing. Magus has always been there.
No, he hasn't. He came into your life somehow, just like he came into mine. Did you hear him on the radio, on TV? What was it?
I don't know. That person's gone. Wiped clean, sanctified, and reborn. Praise be!
So you don't remember anything? Where you came from, how you found Elijah? Where were you for those 7 years?
I was nowhere. Soon I will be everywhere.
What does that mean?
My time here's almost up. Soon I'll go back and Magus will send me on to Millennium.
What is that? Is Millennium your reward?
Millennium awaits us all. Right now we are here, but after Millennium there is only nowhere and everywhere. I'll be everywhere. You and everyone else who refuse to answer the call, you'll be nowhere.
I don't understand.
I know, I'm sorry. It's better that you don't. If you have heard the call like you said, you weren't ready to answer. That's okay. Make peace with that and love everyone and everything in the here and now while you can.
No, Xena, that's not okay. I need you to understand this. Wherever you came from, wherever you're going back to, that's where my husband is. So I need you to cut the cryptic New Age bullshit and tell me how to get there.
I can't just give you an address or draw you a map. It doesn't work like that.
Then how does it work? Tell me.
Your husband. He answered the call over 2 months ago, didn't he?
That's right.
Well, he and I have a special bond then. When he went in, I came out. The gate opens every 75 days.
So when the gate opens again, you'll be going back, but I'll be able to get in too.
Not necessarily. Part of my work during interval is to select those I think are worthy of hearing the call. I'm not sure that you are. And even if you are chosen, no one gets in until Magus brings me to Millennium. That's the trinity of tribulation. One up, one out, one in.
I see. So what happens to tribulation if something happens to you?
Who's up for mozzarella sticks?
You see, Xena, that whole 75-day cycle up, out, in thing, that sounds a lot like a lie to me. I think you could get back there anytime you fucking wanted. More importantly, I think I could get there anytime I wanted, whether you thought I was worthy or not. Isn't that right?
No.
Hey, Bobby, why are you turning up the lights? It ain't closing yet.
I'm not doing it. Maybe a power surge or something.
Hey, Stacy, what's going on?
Think about it. If what you're saying is true, then if anything happened to you during your little interval, then Elijah's entire organization would fall apart. If you don't move on, nobody else does, right?
Stacy, relax.
So why don't you just tell me how to get in, Xena?
No. There are rules.
Unplug the fucking thing, Bobby! Holy shit, the taps are flowing!
Bobby, it's flooding back here!
Fuck this. Everybody out! I need to kill the power out back. Go! Go! Keep away from the sparks! This whole place could go up!
Magus, protect me!
Freeze, stop her!
Don't come any closer!
Xena, don't touch the power strip. It's too wet back there!
She's going for the radio!
Hey!
Where the fuck did she just go?
They took her back.
All I saw was a light, like she was being electrocuted.
No, She was just converted.
Oh, is that all? Glad you've got a handle on what just went down, Professor. So much for keeping a low profile. You feeling okay?
I'll be all right. It's not as bad as the first time.
All right. Just take it easy and let me do the talking out there.
I'll be right out. Just, I need a minute to catch my breath.
Well, don't take too long. We're okay. What kind of place are you running here anyway?
Stay tuned for scenes from episode 6. Thanks for listening to Tribulation from Zero Mile Media. We're excited to announce that you can now listen to Tribulation on Spotify. Check us out there, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, and anywhere podcasts are found. Or go to thishollowearth.com for more about the cult of Tribulation. And please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. It's an easy way to spread the love. Tribulation is brought to you by Listen Up Audiobooks, your independent audiobook store. Listen Up makes it incredibly easy to browse and buy audiobooks in no time. No complicated signups or subscriptions to mess with. It's just like walking into a bookstore on your phone. They carry a wide selection of best-selling titles in all genres, including true crime. Check out Murder in the Family by Burl Bearer, narrated by James Edward Thomas. This is the true story of a brutal triple murder in Anchorage, Alaska, the subsequent manhunt for the killer, and the long legal battle to put him behind bars. Go to listenupaudiobooks.com and use the code GREG at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. That's listenupaudiobooks.com, code GREG. Tribulation was written by Adam Janke and directed by David Markowitz. Recording, sound design, and mastering by Cooper Skinner. Produced by Greg Cooler and David Markowitz. Chris Fogg, executive producer. Starring Lauren Goines, Eric Goines, Trevor Goebel, Kate Kovac, Tom Clark, Janet Metzger, Brian Troxell, Stephanie Willis, Janie Fleming, Ryan Jones, and Fleet Cooper as Magus. Tribulation is a Zero Mile Media production made in Atlanta. And now, scenes from episode 6.
Can we talk about what happened last night? Are you feeling up to it?
Yeah, I feel fine.
You said you hadn't been able to do the voice thing since that first time with Mannion and your mom, right?
Well, it's not like I'd been trying to do it, but yeah, that's true.
Well, were you trying last night?
No, it just happened.
Just like the first time?
No, the first time was just survival. I was being pushed, so I pushed back. It came on me gradually, and I wasn't even aware of it happening. It was just an instinct. But last night was different. When the feeling came on me, it was instantaneous, like somebody had thrown a switch and turned the power on.
Well, can you do it now?